out again.
Now on the air.
Yes, we are. Our listeners listen to you cackle. All right. So, D-Rob is going to hell in a handbasket where gasoline
Hello.
Draws on.
He's
going to
drive the gasoline truck
right
down the hill.
Right. All right. So, anyways, thank you for tuning in to another show of Amongst Friends, where we talk about love, life, sex, anything, everything under the sun. You all can join in on the conversation at 760-683-2662. You all can also join us on Facebook in the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show page and the Amongst Friends fan page. You can always join, and we'll be more than happy to accept you. You all can reach us on Twitter at @amongst_friends. So, to my right, I have the, normally I would say something good, something sexy, but tonight I just got to say, we just got this D-Rob. She has the diploma for right now, to my right.
Hello. It's me.
Hey, to my left.
On the hill.
Her passport is safe. Yeah. And to my left, we have the ever-ready Jacoby. Dr. J. I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey, everybody.
It's been a busy week.
Hasn't it? It has.
Been a really, really busy week.
You know it's busy. We taking straight 1738 to the face.
Right. Right.
All right. So tonight's topic is, you know how it go. You meet somebody. You in a boo thing. You put your good shoes on. You put your best foot forward for a couple of months, whatever. And after a while, you start settling, which is nothing wrong because now you can enter a team. And then one or both may kind of fall back on doing the things that they did to get depression, which can cause somebody to feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's show is about getting too comfortable.
Mm.
Getting too comfortable.
Mm.
And settling, which is nothing wrong with settling. Like I said, you settle into a pattern, but getting too comfortable, and if there's a way to combat, now I'm not saying that the things you do on day one, my mic's going to melt. The things that you do on day one, you're going to do in 2001, because some things may fall by wayside. But if you know somebody enjoys something and you just stop doing that, that may make somebody feel some kind of way. So is there a way to reinvigorate that situation? Is there a way to combat? And if so, how do you do that? So again, you all can call us in and let us know if you all got too comfortable or if you felt some way with your boo thing got too comfortable. All right, so when you meet somebody, not the J, or in your past, and it's serious, why do I keep going there? Do you expect certain things to be continued?
Do you expect?
I wasn't going to say it because I knew it.
Expect. Yeah, certain things. Yeah, it's the act of a fool. To continue after a while?
It depends. Because now I'm in a different space. I'm in a different place. I'm in a different mental capacity. And I know for a lot of guys like me, a lot of the LGBT community, a lot of people in that community, we don't have the opportunity to form a relationship. Okay, so we don't have the opportunity to form a relationship with someone and then progress to have children.
Right.
Me, on the other hand, I've been blessed to have a relationship, get married, and I married into a ready-made family.
Right.
So there are certain things that I once did when I was single that I just, it's not that I can't do it, it's just,
you don't think about it anymore?
I don't even think about it because I'm mentally drained after a long day of work, dealing with the people on my job, and then sitting in the hour in traffic, sometimes longer,
right,
and then having to come home, cook a meal, And then, that's my thing for cooking meal.
Up under your arm?
No, you know, cook a meal.
Is that sign language?
Cook.
You know the hell.
Like the mixing bowl. Cook.
Why is it up under your arm?
Kids might be holding it.
That's how old school mothers used to have to hold a bowl.
No.
Yes.
My mother did.
What kind of...
You don't know nothing about no real cooking.
Periscope said y'all don't either. Apparently.
Yeah, I do. So then, not only that, I'm in school as well. And it's just a lot. Then I got to help fourth grade math, which is a beast nowadays because they do it completely different from how I learned it.
Right.
So I'm having to learn that all over again. Then I got to deal with a 16-year-old attitude. You know, so at the end of the day, I am spent. I'm spent. I'm exhausted. So, and I just want to get in the shower and just go to bed.
I think because you're feeling sick, so you're frustrated right now.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Because when you sit down in your boss's chair while your boss is waiting on you or you're waiting on your boss and you start...
Well, that's because for some reason...
Y'all hear that Periscope?
My supervisor.
He went to sleep.
I was going to go to lunch. And my supervisor said, hey, well, you know, wait on me for a few minutes. Well, a few minutes turned into 30.
That's
so
a
I'm
lie.
I'm sitting there not
Lies
doing
you
anything
Lies
for
you
30
tell.
Minutes. Watching her do a spreadsheet. I'm
he
bored.
Lied. He lied.
I am
All
bored.
The way lying.
I am bored at this point. So what do I do? Hey, opportunity for a cat nap.
Periscope said, not your boss, though. And
well,
it wasn't a cat nap.
It was a cat nap.
He was asleep.
He was sawing lumber.
It was a cat nap. So, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I just don't have the mental reserve to...
Because he's a busy dad.
I am a busy dad.
Well, that's just it. There's always going to be some level of complacency. Like I said, when you start settling, you start settling to a routine, so there is some level of complacency. But how can you tell the difference between complacency and just stop caring? You know, and just stop, like I said, the things you do on day one, some of them you may not do on 2000, you know, the 2001st day.
True.
So, and I know that sometimes complacency can lead to breakups. And I'm not sure if someone is demanding too much or if they just don't have realistic expectations. Because they're not going to do it every day, same day, every day for the rest of your life. You know, like you have a busy life, something may come up. So it's just not realistic to think that the things that are done, that everything that's done in the beginning are going to be done later on. So how do you better complacency? And how do you settle and let this person know? It's not that I don't care. It's just busy. I'm going to think about it. You know, things like that.
I think that comes with communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because people say, oh, communication is always the key. Because, I mean, you want to let the other person know, hey, it's not that I'm neglecting you.
Right.
It's not that I just don't want to do things that I used to do. It's, hey, my life is changed right now, and I'm trying to get acclimated. And not only trying to get acclimated, it's just, it's a big change. I always tell my husband, I went from being single, being alone, to now I have to learn like 12 to 15 different personalities because I had to learn three people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, three people, everybody has a few personalities. So I had to learn multiple people's personalities. So it was a big change, and sometimes still is a big change because there are times where I just want to be by myself. You know, but when you have a 9-year-old who's a chirping bird, you know, there's no such thing as wanting to be alone. So you try to find those little spaces where you are alone and you get to be by yourself because I'm always around people.
Right.
So what about communication?
Miss Rob, have you ever got mad or felt some way about somebody that you felt got too comfortable and stopped, I guess, being the person that they were that got you after a while?
No, I don't think that. Yeah, no, I've never been upset because typically the dude that I've been dealing with, he kind of sucked in his whole getting me anyway. So, I mean, he's doing what he's been doing. So, no.
Well, okay, but that's interesting because if he sucked while courting you.
Well, everybody knows that in my last relationship, we started out as fuck buddies. And it wasn't the typical, I wasn't the typical girl. You know what I'm saying? It was me who was calling. It was me who was doing the calling. And then it was him because one of the things that I said to him was, I don't want just a sexual relationship. And then he called me out and he was like, well, if you don't want just a sexual relationship, why are you only calling me when you want to have sex? And I was like, touche, nigga, touche.
They got you on that one, didn't
He did.
he? All right.
And so we kind of evolved into a relationship because I was like, I felt like I needed to give it a chance. So we started out cool, hanging out, all this kind of stuff, doing just chill stuff. Did it progress?
Right.
Then we moved in together. Then we talking marriage. And then we had some issues. Shut up. No, we was talking marriage and then we had a big falling out. And where he was coming home every day without fail, then he are you asleep?
I'm not asleep.
Doing breathing exercises.
Well, I mean, what do you expect?
What do you mean? Expect what? What are you talking about?
You, am I the only one who knows the old saying, you can't turn your hoe into a housewife?
Oh, so you calling me a
I'm
hoe?
not trying to call you a hoe,
What are you
but
saying?
all I'm saying is,
If the shoe fits.
Are you, I mean, so what are these?
You started off in a hoe status. You
How did
started off
I
in hoe
turn?
status, not
Wait,
girlfriend or
hold,
wife. Am
hold. So being a fuck buddy is a hoe?
That's hoe status.
How is
That's
that?
not
Wait, how is that hoe status?
because I'm not looking at this person to be my mate or my significant other or somebody I want to marry or be with.
Okay,
It's
wait.
just I'm just looking for somebody that's
So.
true. You're in the fuck zone. This is what I'm saying. There's a few zones with men. You're either in the fuck zone, you're either in the friend zone, or you either this is wifey material zone. And you were just in the fuck zone. So
And
I'm
I'll.
not trying to call you a hoe. I'm just saying
Okay, so
that.
wait, hold up, hold up, hold up. Amongst friends, I'm trying not to feel some way, but he didn't call me a hoe several times. And then breathing on a V, he said, well, if the shoe fits. Like, what the hell? Like, wait a minute.
I'm
So,
talking about
first of all,
him. I'm talking
maybe
about him.
wait.
I'm talking about him.
No. First of all, what's a hoe?
When you just call somebody for sex, is that not the
Oh, it's
whole
a lot
lane?
of hoes there.
Is that
It's
not the
a
whole lane?
Who's the hoe?
Both of them are hoes, right?
Said I've been a
Right,
whole
both of them are
plenty.
hoes. Is that
I
not
mean,
the
well,
whole
said I've
lane?
been a whole plenty of times.
Right,
I mean, well,
I've been a
see,
whole.
a hoe to me is sleeping with several people.
Ruin.
Okay, so then your definition of hoe is different from America's.
You said what now?
Yours is different from all of
I
America.
think the word hoe is subjective.
Didn't I just say your definition is different from everybody else?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you send me the link, please? Yes, that thing. So
Or you can go online and look in the box. Thanks.
I don't give me much. So all I'm saying is, you weren't in the friend zone, right?
We were friends. Right, we were amongst friends. Ah! Because amongst friends is amongst hoes, according to Jacoby.
I'm not saying
that. I mean, Dr. Jack.
I'm saying that.
But anywho, I'd come over and I'd hang, and then I'd be like, what that dick
do? What that mouth like, nigga?
Right. You're not coming over.
I would.
And hold on. You're not coming over and talking about our 5-year plan or our strategy for the future, how we going to run the world. No, you're not talking about that.
We didn't do that until later.
Right. But in the beginning.
Well, in the beginning, his conversation was not conducive to a relationship.
Right. So, again.
And I was on my no new friends.
Right. So you were in the whole lane.
Jacoby.
It's not my name.
Is it the HOV lane?
It's the fast lane, right?
Sir, for this conversation, I don't like your definition of whore.
You don't have to like it, but we are amongst the friends.
Okay, but you're the only one who's defining that way.
I don't care.
All right, so getting
That's
back
a
to...
problem. You should. And maybe you should put down 1738. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
God bless you.
You're a whore. You're fast.
Having sex on the first date. Technically, that doesn't put you, again, that doesn't put you in the I want to be married to you lane because. If you have,
see, this is so freaking contradictory.
In my head, if I have sex with you on the first date, that means I'm going to be thinking, damn, every day you've been on for the first time, you've had sex?
Not
that
me.
That puts you in.
What I'm going to think is this.
Respectable.
What I'm going to think this. If you sleep with me on the first day, getting back to, again, too soon, I'm going to expect sex every night.
Every night. Again, so what you start off doing...
You want to continue doing that with me.
Absolutely.
Amongst friends, you can...
You can call us. 760-683-2662. Here's the problem, though.
There's a problem with it?
We were not even discussing this. I was actually talking about what he did. Did he change? He hasn't changed. So he's been doing the same thing. The only difference is that how we started out, we were fuck buddies.
Right.
And then we were in a relationship.
Right.
But he was still the same person.
Okay, forget.
It wasn't like when we got in a relationship, he was doing all of these grandiose things.
No way, it doesn't have to be. You know, grand gestures. I'm pretty sure
Well, sweetie, if you open the door, that's a grand gesture.
Just open the door is a grand gesture.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how often do you open a door for your girl?
Door to the house, apartment, building, car door. Not only do I open a car door, I close it. And then when we stop, I walk around. I mean, she already opens the door, but I reach to open the door myself.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
But to me that's just good etiquette. You know, that's what you do in a relationship. Now there's some things that we like, regardless of what should or not should not be done. There's some things that we like, and after a while we don't get that. We may feel some kind of way. For me, I feel like opening the door is a standard practice. It just should be done. It doesn't have to be what she likes. That's just what I do anyway.
Do you open the door for
home? Yes. Apparently, he opens the door for hoes.
To the bedroom?
Because that's just common and etiquette.
To the bedroom?
I think a man should open the door for a woman, period, regardless. Yeah. It doesn't matter if she's a hoe or not. She's still a woman.
I mean, you obliging me. At least I could do is open the door for you.
I hold the doors open for the women at work, and I know they don't like me, but I'm still a gentleman.
Not all the time.
Like I said.
Not all the time.
I mean, some of them I wish the door could catch their heel, but...
But you know, when it's time, you know, when I was out there like that, I mean, she obliged me. What I could do is open the door for her.
Yeah.
I mean, well, a little mouth service does require some of the open doors. I don't see any harm in that.
Hello.
This is a dumbass inside joke.
Oh, and I hate it. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
So, what is something that you just want, just have to have in a relationship?
I have to have loyalty in the relationship.
Okay, loyalty. Do you like having your car door open or your door open?
Loyalty.
Okay, we established that. Now I'm asking you about some other things. I'm pretty sure some other things also.
Loyalty.
So that's it. That's it. He could be a bum ass, no good nigga, but as long as he's loyal to you, that's all right. Slam the door in your face. Don't even say any kind words to you. Just being loyal.
I am answering the question just because I'm
it.
Not
that,
asking.
That's it. Okay.
I'm not giving you tangible
things. No, are there any acts besides respect and loyalty?
Does he have to lick the box?
It don't mean sex even.
He doesn't have to lick the box. Oh my gosh. That's nice. That's a freaking
that's not a requirement?
No, it's not a requirement because he may know how to dick me down.
But isn't licking a box like an added bonus though?
Right.
I said it's an added bonus. I said it's not a requirement. What you say? I didn't hear you. Speak into the mic. Put it in your mouth.
Amongst friends, I apologize. I tried to come up with a topic that would not lead to sex, but
really, y'all are the one that's talking about licking the box and so forth and so on. I was talking about respect and loyalty, so don't put it off on me, sir. Right, don't put my box in a box. Yes, puss, yes. Anywho. Requirement.
Is it roses? Is it good morning texts? Good morning emails every day?
Those are all great things. Number one, you make me number one over everything except God. That's a priority. I mean, yeah, that's a priority. That's a, not a priority, that's a requirement.
I can see that being a priority. I mean, that's not a bad priority.
No. I mean, but that's a requirement.
Right.
I need to be first. I'm not second to your kids, your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your family members. I'm first.
Now, the kids, that might be a little different, though.
No, it's not.
See what I'm saying? What did we talk about?
I mean, I'm agreeing.
No, but I'm saying just
case in point.
What?
I said nowadays women are typically second in a relationship. Never mind the fact that I'm going to love your kids like you love your kids.
No, I'm not talking about anybody in general. If a woman is a single parent, it doesn't matter the sex. Because, you know, the person you're with can come and go. Your kids will always be there, hopefully. So it doesn't matter what sex you are. I don't have kids, so it's hard for me to say. But I'm just telling you what I think.
But here's the thing. Even without kids, you was like, well,
No, I said only when you say kids. Right?
I don't know about the kid, though.
No, only it refers to kids. That's it.
Okay, but here's
the thing. It doesn't matter the sex, though.
Still first. If you're going, if I am talking to you and we're talking about marriage or we're on that road, I'm first, or I'm putting you first, and then we as a team cover the rest of that deals with us. But if going in, you're telling me that I come after your kids, then what the hell are you with me for?
I don't think anybody's going to say that.
But they do.
They do?
Dude.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You just said, absolutely. I don't know about the kids situation. I don't know you could be first before the kids. You just said that just
no,
off the cuff.
I get that, but I didn't just come out and say, so someone's told you, hey, just
let
absolutely.
You know. Absolutely. I've been told that don't make me choose between you and my kids because you will always lose.
What is, okay, if you were in a position, who would you choose? Your kids or?
Am I planning to marry this person?
No, I'm talking about if it was you. Like I said, when I said that, I don't know. It had nothing to do with sex. So I'm asking you, if you have kids.
I have kids. Come listen.
Who would you choose if you had to choose between?
Following.
I'm following.
Okay. Then make me understand what he's asking.
He's asking, and I think you answered it already. He's asking if she had kids
mm-hmm.
and you had to choose between your kids and your mate, who would you choose? And I think she answered it already by asking you, is this the person that she's going to marry? Like, is this her future husband? Like, realistic future husband?
Yeah, somebody you want to marry.
It comes before my kids.
Yeah.
Because we are a unit that's taking care of the kids.
Yeah.
If I start putting my kids over my spouse, then I'm going in the gate telling him that he's not on my priority list or where he's located on my priority list.
Absolutely, I agree. I agree.
Okay. What are some other things that you require?
Require.
Or like. Requires is kind of different.
Well, see, but my requirements are different. I'd love for someone to send me an email telling me how they think about me or what they're, how I matter to them. You know, like the little things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like coming home and when I get home, there's these pair of shoes or this dress or this sweater or a book. Oh my God, a book. And they got it simply because I thought that you would be interested in this.
Did you read the book, The Five Love Languages?
Yes.
So I'm guessing that one of your love languages is receiving gifts.
No, it's not. I said I would like it. It's not a requirement. What I like is time. That's important to me. Your presence.
Yeah.
Him, like my ex, him being at home every day, that was good to me because we were together. We were cool. Now, I may have been on the computer doing real estate stuff or doing school stuff or even doing work stuff. But the very fact that he was in the room with me, I was great. Him, he needs affirmations. That's a challenge for me because I'm black and white. So what did you do to deserve these affirmations?
Excuse me? I'm married, Joanne.
We are one. You're before my kids.
Well, yeah. I don't see.
I stood before God and the priest or God and the judge and said, hey, I take D as my lawful wedded wife. That's what I did.
So every day I'm supposed to come.
By the way.
No, wait, hold on.
I'm one of these ones who require affirmation.
Wait, first of all. No, wait.
And
fix
you.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
we can be secure. So we can pay these bills. That's what I did today.
Okay, when I say affirmations, I'm not talking about saying, I love you.
You just need to be acknowledged in some way.
Well, I'm not saying that that's what
right.
my man, this one, needs to hear I love you.
I need to hear
and guess
I love
what?
You, and I
guess
need
what?
To feel it.
I say, when I am in a relationship, I do say I love you. It's when you're like, oh my God, babe, you did such a great job. What are you doing? What did you accomplish? I'm very task-oriented.
Sure.
So for me to be like, oh my God, see, if I were like, oh my gosh, babe, you fixed that bookcase, you're so awesome.
Do you know how difficult you are to deal with? the deal with your ass should be no playing.
But that's what you should do.
You're right.
It sounds like I am
Coddling,
but it sounds like I'm being facetious. Like, oh my gosh, that was such an awesome thing. Like, you are, babe, that was so smart. I didn't even think of that. I'm lying. I already thought about that.
You don't have to tell the person that.
But so for me saying, oh my God, babe, that was a great idea.
But if it's something that he likes, then do it.
I'm not saying that every
people
single
people lie
thing.
In relationships all the time anyway, so
I ain't trying to lie.
Do that.
You know what? I don't know this person, but I could assume that he didn't expect to hear that for every single thing that he did.
Not every single thing.
Right. So for you to say something, I would hope that you say because you meant it, not just because.
No, I would be saying it just because I'm not someone who just hands out compliments all day.
Okay,
if,
I am.
If I said it, I mean it.
Okay.
You don't compliment me?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yesterday, when you first came into work, what was the first thing I said to you before I said good morning?
Oh, you got that, huh?
As a matter of fact, every day I'm complimenting her on something.
What you said is, where's the lotion?
No.
And you don't.
You no, criticized me.
No, I said, oh, yes, that dress and the boots, did I not? That's the very first thing I see you.
See, I could believe that. The first thing he said when he came in, we saw pussy boots, was like, I like those boots.
Yes.
First thing he said.
See?
I can see that. All right, so for me, hearing I love you is cool. I mean, everybody likes to hear it. I'd rather be shown that. Because anybody can say I love you and don't mean it and don't show it.
Well, how do you show it in your eyes? How does someone show that they love Breezy? Do they buy you a bottle of 1738? I know for me, like, I hate pumping gas. Detest pumping gas. So my husband takes my car and pumps gas.
He fills
up my tank. I'm like, that's something I ain't had to do because I don't want to stop at the gas station. No. But yeah, so what is something, you know, what is a requirement for you
what,
for somebody to show that they love you?
A requirement? I'm a music buff, and I could listen to music for hours. I could come home and just listen to music all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have someone, which I actually do have, but to have someone that I can play certain songs that mean something to me,
mm-hmm.
And for you to be receptive, you know, if you don't like it, say you like it. I mean, any reaction is better than nothing, but be receptive. You know, don't dismiss it. Oh, that's nothing. That's stupid. Just because I'm sharing me. You know, I'm sharing something with you that's important to me. And if you make me feel comfortable enough to do that, then that's you showing love to me. Because I'm in a safe place. You know, I could do something that I like and I can share it with you.
Sure.
I'm a diehard Denver Broncos fan. That's my home team.
Who?
Denver Broncos.
Oh, Denver Broncos.
And I don't expect anybody to. I'm not gonna hold anybody hostage. I'm not gonna make anybody, you know, watch the games with me or go to a particular Denver Broncos bar downtown. But if that person wants to watch those games with me and wants to go to this Broncos bar with me, again, you really want to partake something that I enjoy, and you want
right.
to do it willingly.
Right.
So that's you know, that's those two ways that you show me.
Okay.
And see, yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I'm like you in the respect that I don't need a whole bunch of affirmations because, one, to be perfect honest, compliments make me uncomfortable. So I'll say I love you because I know people want to hear that. But for me, I want you to show you. So what I would do is whoever I'm with, I'm doing things to show you.
And so right.
You won't hear me giving affirmations because I'm a giver. And so since I give, that's me saying, I love you. I appreciate you. This is what I want to do for you. That's my way of saying, oh, my God, babe, you're so sweet.
No, that's called act of service. And that's me. If I see you struggling, if I see you in need of something, you don't even have to ask me. I'm just going to, and I can provide it. I'm about here to do this.
But what if that's their love language to hear it?
No, I mean, I'm trying to get better by it.
That's their love language.
I'm going to start giving you more compliments now that I know.
I love a compliment. And,
But I do give them to you.
Yeah. When?
I just about in general.
I don't tell y'all at work.
You tell the whole group. You don't single me out and say, well, you know what, Doc? You're doing a really good job.
Is that what you want me to do?
I love a compliment. You have to understand. So you can easily pick up on someone's love language by just looking at what they do. If a person constantly gives out compliments, sometimes other than they want a compliment.
You know, I think I get it from like...
Hello?
It's going to hell.
Gasoline.
She's driving the Exxon truck down there.
You know, so for me growing up, my mother is an affirmation kind of person and an act of service, where my father, he is an act of service. With my mother, you cannot tell my mother anything when it comes to me. You know, and partial.
Still?
Huh?
Like right now?
Yeah, my mother is going to do what she wants to do. I'm only a child. I may mention, a couple of times or so that I'm adopted. She couldn't medically have kids, so therefore I come in. She tells me every time she gets that I am her gift, which is cool. And I like hearing that. And I remember, like, when I was, like, 21, some age, in my apartment, my mom, she cussed me out. She's like, you robbed me one of the joys of being a parent. I'm like, what is that? She's like, spoiling my child. Like, she really wants to do, like, even now, she was like, I did this for you. I don't have to ask. But that's how she wants to do for her son. You can't tell her nothing. I'm close to 40. She's going to do what she wants to do. With my father, he's a little different. He'll show it. I mean, he's not, the lovey-dovey kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll do the things that make you feel safe, make you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so my father does now. Like, my mother spoils me.
Even now?
Like I said, and the thing about it is, I'm not spoiled, like, as in the sense of...
Be more.
As a sense of entitlement. Like, I don't feel like I'm entitled to anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what she wants to do for me. And we fought over that, so I just stopped fighting. With my father, how he does it now is a little different. He'll buy, like, he'll have, like, this two-day-old laptop. And he'll, like, won't you hold on to this, for me for a little while.
Oh.
Can you tell him you need a new laptop?
So basically what he did is he bought me a laptop, configured it, but he ain't just going to say, I bought it for you.
Right.
So for me, ideally, yes, I can be probably a little more vocal about it, but I'll show it. Because, again,
right.
Anybody can say I love you and not show you and not mean it. Right? How many people walk running around these days, I love you, and got... I got holes. You know what I'm saying? So amongst friends, and I know we haven't checked in a minute, but you all can call in at 760-683-2662. Let us know about what makes you happy. What's some things that you like, and some things that if you don't receive after a while, makes you feel a certain way. Join us in Munch Friends Radio Talk Show, as well as the Munch Friends, and of course, Twitter at Munch_Friends.
Let me tell you something that I like about my ex-husband.
Oh.
It was weird as all get out initially. However, I'm very big into reading. I can get a book and will lose myself in a book and I don't hear nobody, anything. So a way for him to spend that quality time with me, he would get my book and read the book to me in character voice.
I love it.
I love it.
So we would be driving down the street and he'd be over there reading in different voices. And I'd be like,
get wet.
Not that. But I would be like, it was so special. He was loyal to me. He was loyal to me.
I love it.
I'll say another thing that's weirder than what you just said.
You trying to one-up me?
No. Not at all. Not at all. But, like, I pick scabs. I can't help it. I've always picked scabs.
Are you going to say somebody was picking your scabs?
I'm done.
You know, pop my blackheads.
Okay, I've done that. And the whole thing, I was like, oh my God, this is so disgusting. But at the same time, I couldn't stop myself. I'd be like, you see that, right? And he'd be like, well, if you would go ahead and do it, then it'd be gone. And I'd be like, come on, let's go ahead and get this stuff. And then I'd see another one, and I'd be like,
oh, wow. I mean, that's love.
How you
that's
feel?
Love.
You
love.
Feel that feel better? You want a warm towel? What you need?
My husband does that with ingrown hair.
I do ingrown hairs all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a hairstylist, so, I mean, it comes with the territory as well. But you're right. So one thing that I do that I hated doing.
You hate or you hated?
I hated.
Okay.
So I grew up in church, and of course, you know, during the fall, back home, we had these revivals, and then revivals would be all week at a campground, and then you had the past anniversary, you had the church anniversary, you had the choir anniversary,
the usher board anniversary,
the math choir anniversary, the male chorus anniversary. So my life was church. So now that I'm older and I'm married, I thought that, well, before I even got married, I just stopped. Because I'm like, I am all churched out. I'm just going Sunday, maybe the occasional Bible study on a Wednesday, and call it a day. Well, my husband, he's a man of cloth, and he likes going to church all the time.
Tell him I'll go with him.
So in the beginning,
bypass that real quick.
Right. So in the beginning, like, he would
trying to call me a heathen?
No, I'm not trying to call you a heathen. I'm not at all. I'm going to do that. Not on air anyway. But... but like the entire Sunday, so Bishop such and such is here. I have to go to their anniversary, and the speaker is blah blah blah. He's coming for the convention, and I'm just like, that's a bit much. I mean, we done been to service. Can we just go home, get a meal, and call it a day? But like now, I realize that these are things that he loves to do. So now I actually, not only do I go, but I actually look for things online where we can go to together.
Oh, how sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's a little different now. I actually enjoy it.
Come on, first lady.
You get on my nerve. Really?
All right, so the person that you were with that read to you, if he was to stop, or at the time, did you feel
devastated?
You resisted, right? And
I've grown accustomed to your voices, sir.
So, what did you think he stopped because he doesn't care or got too comfortable, or what did
he? Well,
make
first of all, he wouldn't have stopped.
But if
he wouldn't have.
Oh, you're going to make sure they learn.
Well, we're no longer together, so he's not doing it anymore.
Oh.
But that was how we had fun. So he wouldn't have stopped that. Because I enjoyed it.
That's good.
All right. So can you think of some ways that to blow life and like refresh to a battle complacency as much as possible? Because like I said, the reality is you're not gonna do everything that you did after a while that you did in the beginning. So what are some ways to combat that?
I would say instead of just not doing it at all, doing those things at all, do them on occasion. Not like once a month occasion, but instead of doing it every day, maybe twice, three times a week, depending on what it is.
Yeah, I think it's important that no matter how long you are in a relationship, that you should still date. I think you should have a date night. If not once a week, every other week. But you should still date. Don't just like, oh, you know, it's just gonna be, you know, Netflix and chill for from here on out. You can still get out, you know, like the National Harbor just last week had a tree lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gone to that. So I mean, I still think there that you can still do something.
Right.
Just don't take her to a Chinese buffet.
I'm a little perplexed.
Did it happen to you?
Especially if she doesn't like buffets.
Could you expound on that just a little bit? Because I'm sure the listeners want to know. Hell, I want to know.
How does you
want to know what?
The story behind that, because nobody just comes out and say something like that.
Is this some personal experience?
Right.
It is.
Okay, I'd like
but
to
But guess
know.
What?
What?
I would go. And I would be like, I can't be here. What am I going
to
eat?
But when I just said something there, can we go to a different buffet? CeCe's pizza?
I don't like any buffet, but he likes Chinese food. Like, he loves Chinese food.
Is it just a China Cafe 8 or every corner?
Listen, he liked Chinese food. When we would do takeout, it was Chinese food. So I'd be like, I hope I got some sandwich meat in the house because I don't want any of this. I don't want the rat or the cat or the dog.
But you know what? Okay, if that's happen continuously, then he's obviously not reading your love language.
Hmm?
Or doesn't care.
No. Selfish bastard.
Yeah, if you're listening.
No.
Really?
No, but I'm saying, like, if you don't like Chinese food, and I'm pretty sure that you may mention to that person once or twice, right? Be this person
right,
says they want to take you with them to a Chinese buffet.
Okay, hello, though. It's his favorite food. So for me, what is he supposed to stop eating Chinese food?
No, he can still do it, but it may have to do
don't
with
do
you.
Whenever you're around.
Right, it doesn't do with you.
If we're together,
he can go to a buffet by himself. He can't.
Right.
I'm not saying he can't.
Okay. So
but what about when we're together?
So wait, I mean, y'all can take like a 2-hour break. You do you. He goes to Chinese buffet and come back together.
Or better yet, we don't even have to go to the buffet. Hey, babe, you go to. I'm going to go get takeout at this restaurant. You get takeout from another restaurant, and we'll come back to the house and eat our food together.
I mean, that's typically how it would go. But then he would want to go to the buffet and sit down and eat a buffet.
Again, he's selfish.
And then you say, look, y'all,
I don't understand women. I don't. Okay, I just had to get that out. Y'all don't put no requirements on these guys. Okay, I'm not going off of my tangent today. Anyway, let's continue on.
Say them niggas white man, huh?
I had a lot of cucumber salad.
I do not understand Why don't y'all put these requirements on men? Why? Because there are so many women that are out there who settle, number one. Not only that, who are okay with being either a non-priority or just a priority number two or priority number three. I don't understand.
Don't forget the ones who hold sole purpose in life to get a man. You sit in a sports bar, don't know shit about sports.
Right. So why aren't y'all putting these requirements on men? Like, why aren't you saying, hey, this is what I need. This is what I require.
Compromise.
I don't want to go to the Chinese buffet all the time. We get a moment to go out to dinner together.
Nigga.
Not what I like. What about what I like sometimes? It's my requirement. Open my damn door. Walk on the right side of the street when we're walking down the street, you know?
Well, don't have me going to the curb, nigga.
Right. Put these requirements on these guys. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies, listen.
I don't get it. Y'all just settle for...
Don't listen to this.
You settle for being baby mama. You know, you settle for...
Nigga, was that shade?
There was no shade.
No shade. And you know what? I'm done.
I'm just saying what the majority of women settle for. Why are you taking off a necklace? I'm just saying what majority of women settle for.
Settle for a baby mama.
Why settle for a Hyundai when you can have a Bentley? That's what I'm saying. Every who? I'm just saying as an analogy.
Every dude is a Bentley.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Even if he's not a Bentley, make him Bentley material.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I wasn't a Bentley.
You still on a Bentley.
Oh, I am. I'm gonna do Bentley SUV.
No, you're not.
They only make SUVs.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah, they just came out.
Listen.
They're 265 grand.
You're not that.
I am.
You're not, but, you know, some of them.
Okay, maybe I'll take a Rolls. Take a Rolls Royce. I'll take that. Thanks. But make them. The point I'm trying to make is.
That was shame.
Everything.
You need to apologize.
I apologize because you thought it was shame.
You know it was shame, and you know it was a dig.
No, because we talked about women in general as well.
Okay, but there are so many other examples you could have thrown up, but you didn't. And you said, let me tell you why this was shade. Because we were sitting at work, and what you said to me was, "You're not even baby material, baby mama material."
You ain't got the answer.
And I was like, "Okay, is that an insult?"
No.
And he was like,
"She's
no."
She's not explaining the whole conversation.
No, hold on. I'm okay. If you let me get there,
okay.
Now, because I thought when you said that was shade,
no.
And you said, I'm not saying that you're a wife, you're not a baby mama.
Right.
And while that was nice, but you fucking coming up in here because you know what the situation is, and you saying all this, you're wrong. This is a touchy subject. Some stuff you just don't do.
Okay, I apologize. All I'm saying is women in general, because there are a lot of good women that are out there who will settle for just being...
You want me to tell you why they're settling, Dr. J?
Let me take a guess at it first.
Okay, guess.
Is it because they don't want to take the time to... Can I finish?
Well, the answer is already nope.
Is it because they don't want to take the time to nurture that relationship or pour in to that man and help him become the best that he can be? Is it that?
Y'all said women ain't supposed to be trying to change a dude.
I ain't gonna change. All I'm saying is make him realize his full potential. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You can easily make someone make...
Wrong answer.
Is that what you were doing then? You were nurturing him by going to that nasty ass Chinese buffet?
I was letting him know that wherever we go, I just want to go with you.
So did you all ever go where you want to go? Or was it just one sided? You gotta think about it.
Let me say this.
It's a yes or no question.
It's not. That's not. It's not a yes or no question because my favorite restaurant in the whole entire world now is what?
Papa Do's.
No. I don't like seafood.
Oh, that's my husband's favorite.
Well, why the hell would that be mine?
I just thought about him.
That's love. That's love.
Love. I just thought about him. That's all.
That's love.
Are you trying to throw it in my face that you got this love or something?
No.
I mean, really?
Say something.
Anywho, I was talking.
Oh, she's
trying. Going to come out.
My favorite restaurant in the whole wide world is Maggiano's. It is.
Italian, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Never mind.
I want to hear.
No, go ahead.
Never mind. Next question.
But you had a story to tell.
I know.
I'd like to hear it.
I'd like to hear it, too.
Never mind.
Why Maggiano's?
Never mind.
Okay.
Question.
Can I hear the rest of the story?
Right.
That's the next question. Okay. Not a big deal. All right. So, besides not answering the question about where you want to go to eat at, was there anything else that did you pour more into him than he did into you? Or
yes.
Are we talking about your ex-husband?
Whoever this person is.
Oh, okay. So we are talking about your ex-husband.
No. And I poured into him, too. More than he poured into me.
Really?
Yes. Because I'm a giver.
That is your love language. I'm learning right now. This is a learning moment for me. So, because where are you going?
Go ahead.
So, because I'm learning that whatever people's love language is, and that's what they do, and that's what they tend to want. Am I right? My husband's a giver. He gives gifts.
And he wants that back, right?
He wants that back, right. I had to learn that about him. I didn't know that in the beginning. But my husband was the type of man who he says he likes to see his money. So he likes to see it in furniture. He traded in his car every 2 years. He liked to see his money. He liked to buy things for himself because exes that he had didn't do that for him. So he just gonna do it for himself. And I had to realize that. The unfortunate part is I didn't realize that until after we were married.
And you puck your little home.
Right, and he comes with, I think I need a new car. What are you talking about? We're good. We're good, right. We got two running cars and one car note. And, I mean, what are you talking about? And for his first year anniversary, I bought him a car. Our first year anniversary, I did buy him a car. So I had to understand that. So are you the same way?
Mm-mm.
No?
You know, the problem I have with that is, like after reading this book, it's to learn what, you know, that person's love language is. Obviously, I don't think that it's realistic to expect the person to 100% buy into like doing the same thing, because some people are more of a shower than a teller. At best, you know, you could hope and want somebody to, you know, be more of a shower and more of a teller, but you're not, it's not going to match. Because now you're just projecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to do this with the hope the person is going to do it back. And that's kind of selfish within itself. I mean, you are. Your love language is your love language.
Mm-hmm.
His is his, and whoever. So, unless you all meet in the middle, you can't expect him to do, you know, the same thing that you do, and vice versa. So, I understand, you know, you want to know what it is so that you can, you know, make sure there's harmony, you know, in the house. But suspect that, you know, for the person to do everything verbatim, whatever that you do, that's kind of selfish. That's how I look at it.
Why are y'all looking at me?
Because I guess like we were going around.
I bet you
were going
to say something. No, because I mean, no, because like Dean and I said, you know, that we're not the most vocal. I mean, we could be a little more vocal, but for us to be, you know, like you said, just oh, good job, just to be saying it. Hey, she's lying. And it's you're forcing. So therefore, you know, she and I both could be a little more with the hopes that, you know, that will make you happy, because now you just expect us to do what you do and change us.
Gotcha.
Don't you?
Yeah, it must be nice you bought your husband a car for.
Yeah.
So how many cars have y'all had since you've been married then? How many cars has he had since y'all been married?
But now he's talking about wanting to, I bought that car last, wait a minute, what was our first year anniversary? 2014, so last year. And now for 2016, he's talking about trading it in.
You know?
For something else. And I'm just like, you have got to be crazy.
I'm not sure if your husband knows, but paid off cars run just as good.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So
right, this is good as a car you're paying on.
I have no problem with the paid off car. No matter how old it is. So
I paid mine off 2 years ago. I'm gonna hold on to it for a couple more years too.
Hold on to it. So I don't understand. I don't get it, but yeah.
So what's the UD about trying to replicate someone else's love language?
What do you I don't replicate. I do me. I'm a giver.
But I can't be the only love language you know.
It's not the only love language that I know, but I'm not. If you come into a relationship with me, I have to learn you.
What?
Pick a lane. Just pick a lane.
What are you talking about?
Lane.
What are you talking about? Oh, I moved my five feet from out of my face.
I learn you. Like, as I get to know you, like, you may walk in, and if I know that you like Beyonce.
Right.
I may give you some Bey-inspired gift. Just
right.
Because. Not because you did anything. Not because you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it.
Right. And I greatly appreciate it.
And that's me.
Right.
But even tonight,
mm-hmm.
you like affirmations. You yeah. like to be singled out.
Yeah.
I'm now going to make a conscious effort to acknowledge the things that you like.
Right.
So that's what I do. It's not that I take on anybody. Mm-hmm. It's whoever the person is, I'm going to learn you because I want you happy. I'm truly I'm going to do unto others as you would have them do unto me.
Right.
And so, if I consider your feelings, if I consider you,
mm-hmm.
that's all I really want. Just consider me. Consider my feelings. That's it. Because if you do that, and you're an affirmation person, you're considering my feelings. You'll do something that considers my feelings. If you're an act of service, you've heard me, you like some, you've heard something that I like or something I enjoy, you give me that thing. You're considering me.
They're completing you?
No. No, they're not completing me. No, they're considering me. They think of me. That's all. Show me that I'm here.
Another thing too. Don't keep score.
Nigga, I'm keeping score.
Don't.
Is that a girl thing?
I don't know. Are you a girl?
I'm not a girl.
Oh, shade.
See, it's from shade. That was shade.
That wasn't shade.
That was shade.
That was not shade.
That was shade.
I asked you, do you keep score?
And I said...
No.
Before then, I said, oh, that must be... Is that a girl thing? That was shade, boo.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I did say, where that girl at? I did at work today.
You did not say
I
that.
Did. And they said who I said. Jacoby's in a meeting.
Yeah. Don't keep score and don't think that. I'm pretty sure everybody, both parties' relationship, think that what they're doing for the other person is probably more important. So, well, I do this, this, and this. And sometimes you may...
Y'all do it.
Excuse me?
Okay, no.
You know what?
Don't.
Please leave your past issues out of this conversation, please.
Please and thank you.
So don't project on us.
Ain't nobody projecting, but y'all do that, too.
Who's y'all? It's some of y'all like
man.
Me. No, we don't. Tip for
tat. Tip for tat.
We don't do tip for tat.
Oh, that's a lie.
Dr. J, did I attach sex? I say what I like. I say anything about what men or women don't or don't do.
You did.
No, because when you start thinking that, you know, what I'm doing for the person is more important, that person thinking, well, damn, then what I do for you that I don't have to do is it being overlooked and underappreciated. Both sexes do that, I'm pretty sure.
Women. I'm just saying, I mean, it is what it is, right?
No, we just need to have like a battle of the sexes show one night.
D Rob, you okay with it?
I'm fine.
All right. Are you able to continue the show tonight?
Have I stopped?
Briefly.
I mean, seriously. Yeah.
Well, one, you were out of pocket. That was number one.
What about the other three?
Number two, y'all work my nerves.
Wasn't her who came in here a few weeks ago yelling at us the entire show?
For the first 40 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
First 45 minutes, actually, Breezy. First 45.
Hello.
You're right. I'm turning your mic off.
Sometimes you get on our nerves, but we deal with it. We don't stop.
We're professionals.
Right.
So now you're calling me a non-professional?
Did I say that?
What you said was we're professionals.
The show must go on.
Okay, then carry the show on.
Hello. Maybe we'll talk about the inside joke on Periscope, but yeah, this is inside joke.
I will not.
Right.
I will not.
Right.
I hate it. That's why I'm not talking about it.
760-2662.
Mm.
Call in. Be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you.
Because we got 15 minutes.
Oh, I have 15 minutes.
So. Going back. You were wrong on why women settle. And you are wrong because what it is if we were to put up these standards, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. There are 20 to 1 who will say, I don't care that you don't do those things. When you got 20 other females who will do what I said, this is what I expect of you, I need to be okay with the fact that I'm going to be alone. So, yes, we settle because you give me just enough.
You okay breathing?
I am.
Are you afraid right now?
No, I'm not.
You've had a look on your face like he is going.
Well, first of all, let's just say, okay, you pull up this list, one or two, however many standards that you have, and a 20 to 1. Well, I call it just, you know, weeding them out because if let's say someone is intimidated by you and your standards and were willing to go to the woman that would do other things, he's doing you a favor. You don't need to come man anyway.
And that's great. You hear that all the time. People saying, you know, stick by it. Don't take any of this foolishness. Have your standards. Let them be high. And be patient. Because the man is out there. You still saying that same shit to the 70-year-old cat lady who's holding her standards and waiting for the man that God has purposed.
Okay,
for
now having said that, we're not perfect and God's not going to send us a perfect person. So therefore, then we have to look at our standards. Not lower them to the point where anybody could just...
But that's settling still.
No. It's being realistic.
But here, I just said that. I just said that exact thing. So we accept a certain amount of things that are okay with us.
I mean, it, what's the saying?
That's settling. Is what? It not? If I am no longer saying, this is the bar that I have
no,
set.
It's not settling. No way. You could be... You could be right or you could be
okay, I'm asking Jacoby, have we settled if we lowered the bar?
I didn't say the whole bar.
I didn't say the whole bar either. I just said the bar was lowered.
Now, sometimes the bar is too damn high.
Okay.
So are you settling? Absolutely. If you take down the bar, yeah.
At all?
No, I'm saying you're settling. But
I'm moving the bar. The bar moves as you age.
I say amending.
The bar does move as you age.
The bar moves low.
I would say amending.
What?
Amending.
Nigga, that's settling. It's settling. Yes. Any movement.
No, it's not.
So you'd rather do it.
Because at one point in your life, you said, this is what I want. And then for whatever reason, you start saying, okay, this isn't important. Okay, this isn't important. Okay, this isn't important.
Maybe what you said you wanted. What?
This ain't important.
Well, I just think sometimes the bar is just set too high. For instance, when I was 21, I said, okay, the man, he has to have a career going for himself. He has to have his own place. He has to be respectful, honest. you know, mature. He has to have his own car. He has to have good credit. You know, he has to be educated, at least a master's, and blah, 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 blah. Like, that was the list. That was my list.
So that was too damn high?
That was too damn high. Let me
why?
Tell you why.
I'm listening.
First of all, I didn't have that.
First of all, who is this person who says that you can't want what you don't have?
First of all, I can't expect somebody to come in the door with all of these things.
How come?
When I don't have any.
And?
I can't say, oh, I want a guy with perfect teeth.
Why not?
And my teeth are jacked up.
Why not?
No, you can't have that.
Why not? So
you
trying to tell me. So you trying to tell me.
You can't do that.
That.
I can't say, oh, I want my man to have dreadlocks when I have a cul-de-sac up here. I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's
who
not,
said?
It's not realistic. That's why I can't say, oh, you got to have a master's degree, because if you're not pumping a master's degree, you can't be with me. And I got a GED.
It's kind of selfish too.
Why is
that
stupid? It's not stupid.
It is very stupid. You can't.
I need
you can't
my
say,
man.
Oh, this person has to have A,
me.
B, and C.
I mean,
when,
I want the best thing out of life.
But you ain't even doing it.
Are you offering the best thing?
Absolutely.
Are you offering the best thing?
Don't you put out what you...
Yes, I am offering you the best of me right now.
So are you offering the best of life? Like, you say you want the best
I'm
of life?
I'm offering...
Not of you, of life.
I'm, you know what? What I am offering is unconditional love. And that may come with no degree. That may not come...
It don't.
D. Okay, D. How about somebody 6 foot show you unconditional love?
Okay, yes, I'm 4.
Oh, but you just this for a few months ago it was 6'4".
No.
Right?
So
six
don't get
short.
It.
6'4" was
right.
Don't
get it. Listen.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
First
right.
of all, don't get it twisted. What I said a couple of months and what I'm still saying today is my preference is 6'4". But Deidre is an equal opportunist.
And I also remember Deidre saying 6'2", still too short.
It is too short. If you're talking about my preference is 6'4". That ain't changing. But does that not mean I won't consider somebody who's 6 feet or even 5'9"? Shit, I'll even go to 5'7". Lord.
Is that settling?
Is that settling?
Listen, you're hot. You can't change what the Lord gave you.
But your requirement.
No, those... That's not a that's the thing. That's not a requirement.
That's
a preference.
It's a I understand.
It's not a requirement.
I definitely understand. I don't have a preference. I don't have a preference. Even before I got married, when I was out, you know, singling.
But
and
you were a whore. You liked it all. Tell me you didn't. Yes or no?
And this is the second time she's done this.
Yeah.
Sir, am I lying?
I can say I dated, yes.
Everything.
I've dated
everything.
Different colors, different
everything.
Races. Yes.
Okay, so I'm not
I've
saying
dated.
Anything that you didn't do.
I don't mean I was a whore.
Yes. According to you, yes, sweet dear, you were a whore. Whore.
I was.
I mean, nothing, well, you know what? Nothing wrong with it.
You
is
say true. You were a whore.
I was a whore.
Yeah.
You know what?
I can tell you I was a whore.
Nothing wrong with
well,
it.
Well, we know you were, but.
Look,
that's
man,
neither
I asked for a
there.
Cosign. Okay?
You're a reformed whore, but it's okay.
I didn't ask for a cosign, though.
He is.
I am.
He's reformed.
Yeah,
shout out to Miss Breezy.
Miss Breezy.
I go to HA once a week.
Whores Anonymous.
Whores Anonymous.
Okay. We got 10 more. Well, technically.
Yeah, that's
it. Your thing. Okay, 10 more. What thing? What thing?
I still think it's just being open and realistic more than settling. That's what I think it is.
Okay, it's okay to be wrong.
Wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be wrong.
You are.
You know what? Now, everybody's going to grow up to be. Somebody's got to be the prince. Somebody's got to be the pauper. Doesn't make it either one right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Now, what I find funny are those, and I made mention of them before, those, you know, women whose whole sole purpose of life is to get a man, willing to do, you know, be at the spots, you know, like the sports bars, don't know shit about sports. You know, be willing to, I guess, compromise themselves just to get a man. If you're living, if that's your whole sole purpose of living, what are you living for?
You know, that's, well,
I'm living for a man. And?
What kind of life is that, though?
A life that will be fulfilled once I get a man.
I don't understand. Why is that your sole
goal?
Right.
Because that's the way I was raised, that I needed a man.
So that means doing things that you don't, well.
I want to do it. It's my life purpose.
This is your face right now.
Seriously.
It's mine.
I don't get
it. Nah, I'm assuming this part is pretty much the same
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, you know, do. The whole purpose of life is to get a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What do we come across those type of people? I'd be at the sports bars. I'd be out, you know, in places. And, you know, they'd be peacocking.
It's peacocking.
Showing off.
Showing off.
Oh.
Spreading the wings.
Got it. Wearing nothing.
Want to be seen.
Want to be seen. Just to get somebody.
Do the total opposite. Opposite. Let me tell you, funny story. So when I first started working for the government as an intern, I was interning with this girl. I'll never forget it. Really, really nice white girl.
There you go.
You know, cheerleader kind of thing. Her parents were well-to-do. Her dad was a veterinarian. Her mom was a stay-at-home mom. They were homeschooled. The whole nine, right? Her dad was a colonel in the army. And her mom was educated. They had six kids all together. And they ate range from, she was 22 during the time. Her youngest sibling was like 8. So six kids all together. So anyway, when she came, when we started interning together, her sole purpose was to get a husband so that she can get married, have a whole bunch of kids, like her mom and her dad did, and just be done. She wasn't going to work or anything. And when I tell you, this girl, she dated nothing but captains in the military. You had to be a captain, and you had to be a pilot. Those are the only guys she dated. She surrounded herself with those type of people, those type of guys. Pilots in the military. You had to be some type of officer, some type of pilot in the military. I am going to her wedding next year. She's marrying a pilot after dating a few other pilots. Mind you, she's still a virgin.
So she's saying.
So she's saying. You know, she wears a purity ring.
How old is she?
Right now, she is. Should be 25, 26.
She could be a virgin.
25, 26.
30 up, like, yeah. You believe in that?
Yeah, so I'm going to her wedding next year. She finally found her pilot who wants the same things that she wants, the same religion that she has. He's a Christian. You know, he's a virgin. And I'm going to her wedding, so...
So basically, she wanted to be a trophy wife.
Pretty much. She wanted to be her mom. She wanted to be her mom. Her mom is well-educated. She's well-educated. She wants to be her mom. She wants to have a lot of children and travel wherever her pilot husband travels. So that's what she wants to do, and she finally got it. So... What are we doing here?
That doesn't work for everyone.
Right.
That was a nice story. Oh, she's white.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, you were listening.
Yeah, he said white.
Talk to me when you got a story about a sister.
So what you trying to say? This whole
thing. Hell yes.
Well, if black girls stop, if they start acting accordingly, then maybe they can find a man.
What do you know?
Black girl.
Bitch, what?
You say bitch what?
Bitch what?
Oh,
black girl.
Really?
Y'all not doing it right.
Tell us how to do it right.
First of all, this girl surrounded herself with those type of men. Number one. I'm sorry.
Number A.
Letter two. Like Breezy just said, stop going to these bars talking about, you know, football when don't really know football. Now you're trying to
wait, so
people.
You're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not.
You are.
If you're at a bar, you're drinking, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z, talking about
sports. You just said surround yourself with the people of where you want.
Right.
I want somebody who knows sports. So guess what? I'm going to a sports bar.
And again, you're setting yourself up for the fuck zone. It's what you're doing because you're drinking. You're watching sports. You're eating.
Everybody who goes to a sports bar doesn't drink.
Guess what? Everybody who goes to the sports bar, they're watching the game. They're not trying to figure out you want to go on a date later. No, you want to screw later. No.
Hey, Shawty, with that mouth there.
Right.
Can you deep throat?
Right. They're so she surrounded her. She doesn't drink. So she wasn't meeting these guys at bars. No.
I'm not looking for a pilot.
What I'm saying is she was going to different military events, pretty much non-alcoholic.
She's a whore.
No, she's not.
She's a high-class hood rat.
No, she wasn't.
Come on. High five that.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
So, I mean, y'all not doing it right. But then you get mad when the little white girls come and take a black man. Then you're mad. Then you all over the place. Oh, he can't date a sister. No, he's tired of y'all black asses. You know what I'm saying?
Said the black man who's taken another black man
absolutely
off the market.
And I love it. Yummy.
Yeah, and we got about a minute left. So D, let the folks know how they can,
10 minutes.
How they can get in contact with you, how they can find you.
Apparently, you won't find me where I'm getting a man, because clearly my life as a black woman is all messed up. So clearly, you won't find me there.
But we all do okay. Michelle Obama did good. I like her.
You say some of the most assholy ass shit. Listen, as always, you can be a part of the conversation by calling on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. 760-683-2662. You can hit us up on Facebook. Or in our Facebook group in the radio talk show, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, or Amongst Friends fan page. You can also hit us up on Periscope at Amongst Friends, or on Twitter at Amongst_Friends.
Thank you.
Jacob, Dr. J.
Yes.
What are we talking about next week?
You know what? We are talking about, and it's funny that you mentioned, we are talking about discriminating against each other.
Mm.
We're talking about how black people, especially black people.
Especially Dr. J.
Especially black
people. Because he just discriminated against black
discriminate
girls.
Discriminate
And black girls are magic.
Each other. Let me tell you why. I said, I showed Breezy a picture. I said, Breezy, would you hit it?
No.
Hold on. Just a picture.
Hell, I wouldn't hit it.
See? Wait, so you wouldn't date a man who looks like that?
No.
What if he gave you the stars, the moon, the heavens, and the earth?
And I'm going to be have to looking.
At the earth.
I'm going to have to swim.
Oh, my God.
At the earth.
So the picture,
be like this. I can't tell you what my mouth is.
Oh, my God.
I can't see it.
Now I said that I would fall like quicksand and be sucked in.
Wait.
Why? But what if this person treats you like the dime piece that you are? Get on my nerves.
You want to see me right now. Going through layers.
She get on my nerves. She gets on my nerves. But what if he treats you like the queen that you are? If this was a man, would you?
You don't need to see.
Either of them?
Yeah, if it's a man.
What about it?
Would you let him hit it?
My fantasy.
All right.
You mean too small?
So for the gay community, this is what we call no fat, no thin. That's what we call it. And the LGBT know what I'm talking about.
No fat, no right.
Periscope, we'll see you in a couple seconds.
Later.
Later.
All right, y'all.